It's beginning to look a lot like debate amongst friends. Soon, John Gotti will speak. Doc Leisner is a beast. John Gotti is the best damn podcast machine. That's right. Debate amongst friends, Friday edition. It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen, and a Buccaneer victory. Buccaneer Friday. That's right. I did it. I said it. We won it. This is Doc Leeson, the podcasting beast from the East. Right there, the Professor John Gotti, the King of RNG, the Troll Master, the Data Analyzer, the That's right, the Terminator. Yes. Yes. Sweeping those trash thrown on that field after that game. That's right. It's the cleaner.
I'm also the conciliatory for my tribal chief, Doc L. Edel.
Oh, Doc L. Edel. That's a good one. That's a good one. But, Johnny, all chiefs aside, we had a game last night.
We did. We did. How dare the Eagles mess up my point total by
No, yeah. Well, the Bucs are also supposed to score 35.
They could have, but they decided
they should have,
you know, sportsmanlike at the end of the game. So I can't
get that. They should have. It was a pretty good game. And I was just mentioning right before the show that the offensive line did very, very well. This is probably one of the better games. I mean, they were really, really handling and dominating the line of scrimmage. We saw the first glimpse of hope of a future. Of this guy behind me, OJ, the Juice Man Howard.
And how apropos that we were really just apropos. Talking about him.
I mean, just talking about him. I mean, it was almost like he heard the show.
Exactly.
Yo, it's so crazy how that works.
People think that we say that in a satirical way, but every single time we talk about a player, they show out the very next game. It's like clockwork.
Right. No, it's true. It's damn true. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, what in the world is really happening? Because like I know I listened to Byron Leftwich and he talks about how, you know, hey, I don't worry about the plays we make. We expect to make those plays. But the plays that we don't make, that's what really bothers me. And I get it, you know. I get it wholeheartedly. Because, you know, there were a lot of plays where with that fourth and two, that's the part that really bothered me. Like, you know, we went for like a corner route, you know, 60, 20 yards down the field. And just instead of just trying to punch it in there to get the first down with a screen or something that's been working all night, you know.
Yeah.
So flipping over to the other side of the ball, the defense played pretty well. You know, third quarter, they gave up.
They
you know,
played big manageable. Plays.
Can I be honest? And, I mean, I know I'm going to sound like a homer on this one, you know, a fanboy, right? There was a lot of holding that was not called. And when they put it in slow motion, it only made it worse as I pulled the guns out, right? There was a lot of holding.
Be careful, man. Delete might give you a random dress testing because you put those guns out there.
Oh my god, guns out, guns out. But no, there was a lot of holding. JPP was held a few times. I know I saw Vita Vea was held, you know, and then they put it in slow motion and it makes it worse. And the ref's standing there, and I'm just like, throw the flag, you want to throw that flag? And of course, no flags were thrown. But that's neither here nor there. You can't let the refs, you know, decide the game, so I'm glad we didn't have to leave it in their hands. But Jalen Hurts in third quarter showed, you know, why he's the Eagles starting quarterback. I think once he gets to a position where he does what he did in the third quarter for four quarters,
yep,
I think the Eagles will be a very dangerous team.
I actually 100% agree with you, actually.
Yeah, they'll be very dangerous. I think it'll be interesting to see how they grow from this. Like, I mean, they really, really grew. Obviously, there were some, you know, injuries again on the Bucs, right? You know, Richard Sherman went down.
Yep.
You know, obviously Levante wasn't playing. We had freaking Ross Cockrell out there dropping easy interceptions. One person I am pretty impressed with, and I know we can kind of move on. Jamel Dean, you know, last week, you know, I know he got a pick last week and he got a pick last night. It was funny because his goal is only to get 5 interceptions, which is a pretty good goal for a corner to have. You know, you don't get balls thrown to you. And yesterday he was like, oh, you know what? That's 2 out of 5, you know, and you know what? I was like really, really impressed, you know, with his confidence and because last year he was getting his buns toasted. I mean, it was straight Quiznos out here. Toasted buns all night long.
That's the first Quiznos reference we ever made on the show, folks.
Yeah, it's very true. Who goes to Quiznos, right?
This is what happens where, you know, you're going season to season. Like, you're going to get better. You know, you're going to learn from what occurred from, you know, your first year.
Right. And how many people can say they got a pick six on Aaron Rodgers, right? You know, like, you know, how many people can really say that? Not too many. Nope. And also, I mean, to go from, again, which I didn't agree with, to go from the third corner to now being forced to play, you know, the number one corner due to injuries, you know, this is great, and a great opportunity for him to grow. And then you got Richard Sherman over there who's going to help him get better. I like that. But really quickly here, before we move on to the next topic here, Jarvis Landry officially moved to injured reserve, or moved off of injured reserve. And the team has 21 days to put him on the active roster. So that's going to be good for the Browns getting Jarvis Landry back. I'm interested to see what the Bucks do, obviously, with Richard Sherman. Do they bring in another corner? Do they, you know, bring up somebody from the practice squad? We'll have to wait and see. But at least we have time before the next game. Johnny, what direction shall we go? Should we give our predictions first before we move into the QB index? Should we give the QB index?
The QB index first.
Let's knock out the QB index.
That way we can do our predictions immediately after that.
Numero uno, right? And this is without last night's game. Right?
Of course.
I never even paid attention to it. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, year 22. Yikes. Tom Brady, number one, moving up from number 3. 15 passing touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Moving up 3 slots, excuse me. Back to number 1. Obviously, 400 yards and a touchdown. 400 yards and 5 touchdowns. Obviously, dominant performance. Well-deserved. That's just one I would say. It's not just because he's 44, right? Number 2, Justin, my man, Herbert. Out here just balling out of control. 1576, 13 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Obviously, big win over the Browns. You just can't, you know, like I said, instant classic, right? And we've been praising Justin Herbert all season long. Obviously, if we're talking about MVP races, you got the top 2 guys there battling for it. Tom's going for it. There's no question. Tom is going for it. But Justin,
I mean, it's not a matter of him going for it is the issue. It's whether or not people want to vote for him.
For Tom? That'd be sad. That'd be sad. But I won't dwell on that.
Hey, I'm just telling you exactly what's going to go on.
No, it's a big time fact. Obviously, potential comeback player of the year.
No, he's the comeback player of the year. He's the comeback player of the
year. Dak Prescott, 13 touchdowns, 3 interceptions so far. Obviously, they put up 40 points against those G-men, which, I mean, he drops up. So I missed the G-men. So, I mean, they didn't respect it, right? They didn't respect it.
Of course not.
So he dropped a slot. But I think what they did here, Brady, Herbert, Dak, that's good. And number 4, for the first time, I will say that I agree with Lamar Jackson being number four based on this past week's performance. 37-43, you know, I mean, he had a big day, led the team back in OT. I mean, I'll say he deserves to be number four on this one.
I disagree with you. I feel like they shouldn't be. I feel like he shouldn't be rewarded for having to come back in that against a injury-deprived Colts team.
So the last sentence is what I think makes it. He's fifth in Pro Football Focus's passing grade, fifth in passing yards, and eighth in overall rushing. Are you not entertained? That's what makes him number four.
Because he entertains us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he entertains us with great passing and running ability. And the fact that he threw such a great high percentage this past week, even though it was a comeback, and of course, you know, team game. But I think because he dominated on prime time, they pushed him up to number four. I mean, let's look and see who you put above.
I will remember that when we hit number, when we finish up our top five, and I'll tell you who should be in the top five.
Yes, yeah, you let me know. Number five here, we got Kyler Murray. This is a tough game, and we talked about this game, you know, with the 49ers, and, you know, you said, what, NFC West going to NFC West, right?
Yep.
And that's kind of what happened. So they put a blah game, you know, to drop him four slots. But, I mean, he's still having a great season, 1,512 yards, 10 passes, 10 touchdowns, four interceptions. Against, like I said, 49ers, tough, really tough. Number six, Patrick Mahomes, who, you know, a lot of people are just, you know, not really ragging on him, but ragging on the Chiefs as a whole. 1,490, 16 touchdowns, six interceptions. I don't think people are, you know, I mean, 16 touchdowns and you're losing. It's pretty amazing, but the six interceptions probably is what's most stands out, because I'm so used to him just like being really, really efficient. Yeah. I'm not sure if maybe defenses have just figured it out.
No, this particular they just point. Followed the Buccaneers game plan for the Super Bowl.
So I don't really think every team has the personnel.
Which I agree with.
Right. I mean, because we were all over the place that game. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. We were all over the place. But I'm pretty interested. I would like to see if somebody does like a full breakdown of this Chiefs.
I mean, I would love to see if there's a YouTuber out there that does full breakdown of it.
Like, what's going on with the Chiefs?
Yep.
You know, but nonetheless, we got number seven. We got Derek Carr, who stays at number seven. But of course, you know, everything is going to be about John Gruden, right? But does Derek Carr deserve to stay at number seven? I don't think so. If we could talk about somebody dropping, it probably would be him. Not too far, but maybe one or two slots.
I can agree with that.
You know, maybe one or two slots, especially below the number eight person. Josh
Allen.
And
this is the person who I think should be in the top five.
See, it's tough because
just like you said, it's prime time.
It's prime time. I did say that. I did say that. I
and
don't
it's
think
against the reigning defending AFC
champions. Yeah.
Champions.
Yeah. But it does say here, Allen delivered his best game of the season in prime time against the Chiefs, which should help everyone forget his first two erratic weeks. Remember, he did have some two rough weeks, and we were like, what's going on? And then they came out and just started like, pew, 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 you know, firing on all cylinders, right? Running, jumping over people, right? And that was entertaining on prime time. I would say he should be a bit above Derek Carr at this point, probably above Patrick Mahomes. I probably would put him either at five or six. You know, it's really tough. Again, we're going based off of what Lamar did, his accuracy, his ability to lead, rally the troops. I would say Kyler Murray, his performance was kind of lackluster. Patrick Mahomes obviously lost the game. So, yeah, I probably would put him at number five and move everybody down. Just like number nine, I'm interested to see how they left Russell Wilson in the top 10 where he didn't really,
do anything.
Yeah. I mean, he was playing pretty well before, but I guess they just left him there. Like, they were like, you know, we're not even going to really touch it, you know. But next week, I expect him to just be, you know, down, intentional grounding style, right?
Yep.
Right. And then you got Aaron Rodgers at number 10. We had a interesting game against the Bengals, right?
I think he's still being penalized for his week one.
It's not that Rodgers is playing poorly since that gnarly week one. He's just not at his MVP level. I mean, 1,241 yards, 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. I mean it's
that
not... means
that the run game is working. Like,
right, right. And I'll say this.
Like these guy... indexes, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't expect them to be giving godly numbers. And poor have all guy. These high stats, like, they're winning.
Yeah. No, you're right. I would say this, for a guy who missed all of the summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of the offseason, pretty much most of the offseason workouts, I think he got there, you know, freaking in August. You know, like, for a guy who missed most of the freaking workouts and everything to come out here and throw for almost 1,300 yards, 10 touchdowns, and only 3 interceptions so far. I mean, I think that's pretty good. So I'm not 100% sure what this is about, but anybody below top 10 that you think should move up?
I don't think so. Not yet. No.
Yeah. I mean, Matthew Stafford kind of fell out. You know, Kirk Cousins has been climbing. You know, he's just been climbing.
Yeah, I think their passing game has gotten a little bit better now.
Yeah.
Compared to the first 2 weeks of the season. But I really feel they're still dinging Aaron Rodgers for that week one loss to the Saints.
That's rough. That's rough. I mean, and again, this was against the Bengals, and I think this is also some disrespect to the Bengals.
Of course.
Yeah, so, you know, he stays at 10, though, and we kind of move on from there. But I don't know. That's kind of crazy. But Johnny, let's move on to these predictions really quickly.
Sure.
Obviously, we both nailed the Bucks beating the Eagles. I said by 3 or 4 or something, and it wound up being 6, but that's okay. We'll take the dub. But we got the battle. No, we don't. Why did it? You know what?
Yeah, we do. We have Battle of Florida.
That's what it is. That's what it was. It was, you know what? I sent you a post, and I think it said who will get their first win between the Lions and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And for some reason, I thought they played each other. But I think Jacksonville has a better opportunity of beating Miami than Detroit does of beating Cincinnati. I'm going to say that Jacksonville gets their first W against Miami.
I'm going to think the Dolphins get a win.
Boom. Kansas City fixes their woes and beats the Washington football team.
I agree.
The Rams slay the Giants.
Yeah, that's easy.
Ooh, this one is a trap. Houston versus Indianapolis. Ooh, that is no good there, Johnny. The way Houston started their game last week was so fantastic. The way Indianapolis started last week was so fantastic. Let me click it. Click it or take it, right? Oh, my God. The Texans are so doo-doo. Oh, paper. I'm going to go with the Colts.
I'll go with the Texans.
Yeah, I really want to go with the Texans, but I'll go with the Colts. I'll give them the hometown, you know, whatever.
I mean, the Colts might end up losing, but I'll just go with the Texans.
I understand. So we'll go here, Cincinnati versus Detroit. I think I'm going to go with Cincinnati. I think it depends on if Joe Burrow is playing. I think that's the part, because I know he got, like, hit in the throat or something.
Yeah, but they said he might end up playing, so I'm going to go with Bengals as well.
Bengals. And I don't even know who their backup is, honestly, but I guess it doesn't matter. Green Bay. This should be a good one. Green Bay versus Chicago. It's always been a really good game.
Chicago.
I'm going to go with Green Bay, though.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Green Bay.
Yeah. Should be.
It may end up being closer than it seems.
Yeah, potential game of the week here. Two back-to-back, Green Bay and Chicago, should be great. The Chargers versus the Ravens should be box office.
It should be. Who you got?
I think if anybody can do it, it'd be the Chargers. I feel like I'm going to go with the Chargers. It's a tough one, but I think I'm going to go with the Chargers on this one. Go, Chargers, go.
I'm going to stick with the Chargers, too.
We got Minnesota versus Carolina. Both teams are kind of scary. It's a tough one. I hate it. My mind is telling me to go with Minnesota.
I'm going to go with Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my mind. Even though the Panthers have the number two defense, I just feel like they...
It's the offense that's the problem.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Vikings here. We got the 5-0 Arizona Cardinals versus the Cleveland Browns. The Browns on paper are playing so well. Number 5 in offense, number 4 in defense, number 25 in passing, but number 1 in rushing. Going against a Cardinals team that's, you know, 7-12, 7-9. I think it's going to be a great game, but I think with that 49ers game they just played, you know, and won, I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Same here. They'll be 6-0.
Yep. The Las Vegas Raiders versus the Denver Broncos. This is for, you know, I guess, see what happens post Gruden, right? See what happens. I don't know what Denver's doing. They're 3-2, which is, you know, great for them, but I think I'm going to go with the Raiders.
I'm going to go with a bold claim.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say this is going to turn out to be a tie.
Wow. I like it, though. I like it. That's awesome. A tie. Dallas Cowboys versus the New England Patriots.
Cowboys.
Yeah, them boys. I think New England's going to have a great plan, but I still don't think they have the weapons just yet to really compete.
No.
But we'll see. We got Geno Smith and the Seattle Seahawks versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. Aside, I'm actually going to go with the Seahawks, which is very crazy, but I think Geno will get the win.
I'll go with the Yinzers and the Steelers.
I understand. The Buffalo Bills versus the Tennessee Titans. Titans are a scary team. I'm going to go with Buffalo.
They're scary, but I'm sticking with Buffalo.
Yeah, when I say scary, I mean like inconsistent scary. Oh, crap, I wooed. But anyway, Buffalo versus Tennessee. I'm going to go with Buffalo as well.
I just want you to know we also did the Monday night predictions before.
That's okay. I can always just, you know.
Nope, it's fine. We're live, pal.
Yeah. You know what we'll do is let's do something that we've never done before. Let's do WNBA Game 3 predictions. We got the Phoenix Mercury going to Chicago. You're out of there. You're out of there. The Sky. Yes, Ace Ventura reference. Game 3, tie. Series is tied 1-1. Oh, because I said Chicago.
Just keep.
Johnny, who do you got?
I'm going to go and stick with the Windy City. And say the Chicago Sky is going to win tonight.
And let me just double check here. So this is a best of five, right?
Yes.
I'm going to say the Chicago Sky win as well. I think they play really well game two. And I just think that they're going to go ahead.
I'm not saying the series is going to end in four, but it will be 2-2 by the time they head back to Phoenix.
I don't think so. I think Phoenix allowing them to win one on their home floor was probably the biggest mistake they could have made, and they could very well in this series. I think Chicago will win both games at home, and then Phoenix will win one, and then it'll be over.
That's fair.
But Johnny, let's take a quick break. We just got a few more things to cover, and then we'll wrap this show up, B. That's right, Prof. We're back. I know we usually tell you that we know that you heard this podcast on your favorite podcast platform, but we're not just there yet. Right now, we got to talk a little bit about the association and Benny, ding, 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 ding. Benny and the Nets.
Yep. He got the tech. He was waiting for it this whole time.
I was. And that's all right.
The worst part is I told him yesterday that he's going to get a tech.
Oh, yeah, you did, bro. It's all good. I believe that I deserved it on that one, and that's quite all right. We got Ben Simmons. We got the Nets. We got some news. We got some drama. Ben Simmons returns to the 76ers after a standoff. Citing that he wasn't going to play for those bums anymore. He didn't like them.
I don't think he called.
Get me out of here. I'm tired of this city. I don't want no more freaking cheesesteaks. You know, okay, I'm the best player on this team.
You're going real Skip Bayless right now. We need you to calm it down.
But he went back. And obviously Doc Rivers trying to keep it together like most coaches. Like, I know I would. Right, one of my players was like, I don't want to play here no more, even though I've told myself that I would never, ever, 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 never, ever try and keep a player on my team that didn't want to play for me.
I mean,
obviously,
I feel like Ben has some plight due to what Doc said at the end of this series that they had,
right?
I feel like this whole roller coaster has been just a big divorcing that just turned ugly.
No, I get it.
You say, well, Doc shouldn't want Ben to come back. Well, Ben should want to come back either. As your coach, basically blame you. Whether it's true or not is relative. It's just completely subjective.
No, it's true. I mean, and honestly, he's a good player. And that's the thing about it. Like, honestly, it's going to be one of them situations where he goes to another team and you see him open up and, like, he takes more jumpers and he takes more threes. And, you know, it's going to be interesting when his game thrives. Because, like, you know, you see all the games in the gym and you see him, you know, doing these different things. And people are like, yo, he can really shoot. Like, you guys don't believe it, but he can really shoot. And they'd be like, well, why doesn't he shoot? Because, and I think in this offense, I don't think it's his role to shoot. His role is to, you know, be a distributor. But
Doc, this is a situation of when the media tries to push the way that you play the game that you love.
True.
Because before people started talking about, man, how come Ben Simmons doesn't shoot? How come Ben Simmons doesn't shoot? We talk about Ben Simmons being a top five NBA player.
Right. No, right. I mean, he's really
once someone started talking about it, that's all they're talking about. How come Ben's not shooting? And the crowd's going wild when he shoots a three. Why is he not shooting? Because they're comparing him to all these other point guards who are bombing 40-foot jumpers.
Right. Right.
Well, why Ben Simmons not doing this? Steph is doing this. Dame is doing this. True. But he's not Steph and Dame.
He's really not. And I think when the 76ers drafted him, they knew that he wasn't that type of player. But he's a great, I mean, he's great at attacking the rim. I think his game has improved tremendously. I don't know. I just feel like this is a situation where we have the media, like you said, roasting him, especially after those free throws, right?
Yeah.
That was a big thing, the free throws, which people miss free throws all the time, right? And you never said, hey, this guy's a free throw machine. I mean, he's still a forward, right? A forward in a guard's body, right? And not all forwards shoot free throws. Maybe this time away from the game, he did nothing but shoot free throws. We don't know. Maybe he's going to increase his
stuff like that happen.
Oh, yeah. Remember, people changed their shooting mechanics. They changed their arm. Like, hey, I'm going to shoot with my left hand for free throws, right? We've seen people do underhanded free throw shots, you know? Like, so I'm pretty sure we're going to see his percentage go up maybe 5 to 7, 5 to 10%. And I mean, that's an improvement. But for me, if I'm, you know, a team and I'm looking for somebody to come in and be a distributor, then I would look to bring him in. Not saying I don't want him in, you know, Houston, but I mean, I wouldn't say no either.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, you pair him with, you know, some of the guys that we have. I mean, I just don't want to give up anybody. And I know Daryl Morey, that bum, that Judas, that Benedict Arnold, since we were talking about Benedicts yesterday, that guy
Benedicts, but he totally forgot about the whole, you know what? We're going to move on, folks. Keep going.
Exactly. Exactly. But that just popped in there like the freaking Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, brother. I would take him. I just know, you know, Daryl Morey is asking for too much. And the crazy thing about it is, like, it's so funny that a guy who clearly said, I don't value draft picks, is asking for multiple draft picks for Ben Simmons.
Multiple number one draft picks for Ben
Simmons. Right. And we're just like, Daryl, you know, that's not really your style. You're more of a, you know, player. And
remember
prospect.
What I said as soon as they lost to Atlanta in the playoffs. I literally said his trade value has plummeted.
Yeah, right. And then
and
you
if
go
they
on
wanted to move him before then, it would have right. been at the trade deadline. That was the most opportune time to do so.
Right, right. And so we got that situation. Obviously, then there's the other situation. It's just a little bit down 95, right? And crossing 95. Over that bridge. Yeah, cross over that bridge and, you know, head over to Brooklyn, where Kyrie says, man, I don't want to get vaccinated. And I shouldn't be punished for not wanting to get vaccinated, especially if you're telling me it's a choice.
Choices.
Right? Right. And it's like, if you're telling me it's a choice and I'm telling you I'm choosing that I don't want it, why is it, you know, why am I having an issue? Especially if everybody else is vaccinated, right? And we talked about this, you know, and it's a conversation I'm sure that happens around among multiple, you know, locker rooms. Heck, I had the conversation with my maintenance man here, like, hey, I'm so tired of wearing masks. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, we got to do what we got to do. Are you vaccinated? I am, but, you know, you want to do the responsible thing, you know?
Yep.
And this isn't a dig, but I feel like this, I wouldn't even say this country, the world, bro, the world finds a way every day to separate from other people. So it's like, you know, you're born, then it's like you're a boy or a girl, right? Immediately, oh my God, it's a boy. Boom, you're separated, right? Then it's like, oh my God, you're black. Okay, boy, black, right? Then it's like, you know, then you start getting older, right? And it's like, oh my God, you have a nice smile, or you have, you know, curly hair, or you have, you know, brown eyes, whatever. Like, so it's like every day there's a new reason to be separate. It's like, it's not just I'm a human being anymore, right? It's never been that. It's like every day, you know, we won't even get into everything else. But now we got, let me add this to the menu. What shall we have today? Oh, I'll take the unvaccinated versus vaccinated today for 300 Rogers, right? So it's like, it's so weird. It's like, hey, the people versus Kyrie Irving, vaccinated versus unvaccinated. Go. Let's talk about this for 3 weeks. It's ridiculous.
And it got even worse because people started putting out stories saying Kyrie's going to end up retiring, so he's not going to
be. Oh my God.
The insanity of it all.
He's like, don't believe that crap. What the heck, Johnny? So, I mean, I'm seeing here, you know, obviously Kevin Durant and, you know, James Harden and some of the other guys are like, you know, that's his choice, right? It's been his choice. The thing with Kyrie is that, you know, I feel like he's always at the center of the wrong attention. Whenever he goes somewhere, whether it's Boston or, you know, whether it's Cleveland, like, you know, I feel like he's been the center of the wrong, like, the media. Like, once Kyrie gets into something, the media is all over it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. But I'm pretty sure that there are others who don't want to take the vaccine. And I even go as far as to say, I think it was Shaq or, no, it was Perkins. Oh, it was Kendrick Perkins who said, if Kyrie wants to find a reason to take the vaccine, just go ask Karl Anthony Towns. Yeah. And I was like, dang, Perk, you didn't have to say it like that.
He said it exactly like that.
And I'm just like, but Karl Anthony Towns is like, you know, bro, like, you don't want to be used like that, you know? Like, I get it, you know, because people, you know, and that's the thing about it, because people who've gotten the vaccine have this, also this false sense of security also.
Of course they do.
You know, and we saw that Iowa game last week, people storming the field, and, you know, my wife and I were watching it, and she's like, oh my God, look at those people. And she was like, they just can't, you know, people just can't stay home. And
I mean,
you know,
not even just storming it, it's even more than that. Like, it's just how many people are actually in the stadium.
They're packed too. No mask, no nothing. It was nuts. Absolutely nuts. So yeah, I'm interested to see how this story ends. I hope Kyrie obviously doesn't, you know, fold. He sticks to his guns. Like, you know, if it's a choice.
Even if he doesn't play a single game this year, he'll still make around $19 million unless they decide to screw with his contract.
Well, I know that they're not going to discuss an extension with him, right? I mean, that's the one thing,
that's,
right?
That's the team's prerogative. They don't have to do that.
Right.
Like, how many times have you seen, you know, teams just say, yeah, we're not going to resign them?
But the timing, of course, is where it really comes down to. It's like, hey, now we're not going to talk about it. Just like we talked about yesterday with Colin Kaepernick. And
exactly.
I was like, if a team signed Colin Kaepernick,
like,
now.
It's all about when it's convenient to the team. Like, the team is a business still.
Yeah, it's nuts,
they don't,
man.
They don't have to do anything.
They don't.
They do it because they feel like it's the most beneficial thing to the team.
Right.
This isn't a judgment of, you know, life choices, but unfortunately, choices have consequences.
This is true. This is damn
whether true. It's good or bad, choices have consequences. But for the absolute mind-boggling narratives that's been taking place that completely confuses both myself and Doc.
Yeah, big time, Doc.
It goes from a business decision to, well, my choices have impact on all these people's lives. And, you know, I still want to be able to play the game that I love, but, you know, we're going to act like stuff hasn't been happening for the past 22 months.
Right. And that's the thing that's crazy about it. And like I said, I understand, you know, and I think a lot of people are like, oh, you should, you know, well, telling them to do his research.
The problem is people don't come up with their own opinions. They just start saying things and we talked about with the Colin Kaepernick situation.
We talked about that. We talked about Dave Chappelle. Like this has been the whole theme of the week has been people not forming their own opinions.
Exactly.
The whole week.
And we're not coming up here on a pulpit trying to tell you to think the other way. No. Think for yourselves, do your research, and come up with your own opinion. Because it's please. Like,
watch the special, listen to Kyrie directly, you know, like.
Listen to what he has to say instead of what other people are trying to interpret what he says.
Because I wasn't going to get I didn't get the vaccine until I knew, number one, that, you know, I wouldn't be compromised, my wife wouldn't be compromised, you know, like, because there wasn't enough information. So it's like, you can't just take something in your body. We don't know. Health-wise, what's going on with Kyrie, where he might not be able to take vaccines. His vaccine history, because I know I don't do the flu shot, and that's another thing. Oh, you don't take a flu shot? Oh, God, you're going to get sick.
And,
you know,
and like, again, it's all these stigmas.
Right, like, you don't get the flu shot? No, I don't. The flu shot literally gives you the flu. I don't have time for that. And I would say, if I had to get a COVID vaccine every year, eventually, and it's like, you know, if I feel myself get sick after getting one of those COVID shots, like if they made it like an annual shot, eventually, like the flu shot, I would stop taking the COVID shot. Like, you know what I'm saying? It would be very simple. Like, I'm going to skip this one. I think I had a bad reaction last time, you know, gave me the run DMCs. I don't want that. But Johnny, I know the people heard this podcast.
You are not ending it with that line. You are not ending it on that line.
Come on.
Finish it.
Finish it. I know that people heard this podcast on their favorite podcast platform. But if they didn't, they can always go to our website at www.randmc.com. Just kidding. www.debateamongstfriends.com to review this episode as well as all the previous. Be sure to tune in next week as we go over Sunday's game, the WNBA, the news, the analysis, and the reads.
In the heat of the night.